Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Landover Hills, Maryland, along with my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
And my good friend and mentor, Dr. G. How you doing?
We are doing well.
Good, good. We are grateful to be back on the air one more time.
Mm-hmm.
We can study the Word of God.
Amen.
It was an awesome week. We had a great service on Sunday, and we're excited about tonight's Bible study. As always, we want to start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for this another privilege, another opportunity to come together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed when rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for holding on. We have some technical difficulties. We want to go ahead and check and make sure we got some folks that were on the line, still on the line. I'm going to go to 2122, see if you're still there, if we're still connected. 2122, you're on there?
2122.
Okay. All right, thanks
All
for
right.
holding on.
Thank you.
Happy Thursday.
Now, I just got on the line, so I missed something. So
you missed our technical difficulties. I said you missed our technical difficulty.
We just got on the line, too.
We just got back on the line.
Oh,
so,
this is just a test.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to open up with prayer and get started.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
All right.
All right. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for this, another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And, Father, we pray that you will bless us. We will be able to study to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed when rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share with others, and as always, this will be done to your glory, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We thank God that he always has a ram in the bush, and we're able to get back into our Bible study. And on last week, we were talking about how the Christians can make up in their mind how to just continue to press toward the things of Christ. And Philippians 3:14, that last verse, very familiar verse, Sheila G, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And what Paul was saying was that he was putting all the things of the world in perspective in comparison to what God would have him and how enriched we are by having the things of God. And so that's the prize, is to be able to know about this Jesus that suffered, that died, that went to great extent because of the love that he had for the creation of God, which was mankind. And so that's what Paul wanted to know about, his suffering, wanted to know about his righteousness, wanted to know about everything that, God has in store for. So in talking to the Philippians in this final part of this third chapter, he says, in verse 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And so what he's saying is that we all need to be in the mindset of trying to do the things for God. And God will reveal to you the things that you need to understand to be able to be more like him.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about last week is you got to spend time with God.
Right.
In order to have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, you got to spend time with him.
Amen.
So
right.
God will begin to start revealing stuff to you. So that's why a lot of times people will try to get to people that don't study the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. G, they'll say, well, the Lord revealed to me.
Right.
And they'll tell you a whole bunch of flim-flam
stuff.
That's right. Duff.
To try to get you what they want to do.
Right.
Instead of revealing the mind, let God reveal to you.
Amen.
And that's why it's important to study the Word of God for yourself, that you'll know if somebody's trying to give you the fake out move.
Amen.
And Paul will talk about these folks a little bit later in these few verses about how evil this is. But we just blindly go about listening to what folk have to say.
Right.
We'll listen to what anybody else has to say. It's sort of like husbands and wives sometimes. You'll listen to everybody else, but you won't receive it from your husband.
Spouse, yeah. Right.
Or you won't receive it from your wife.
That's right.
And when you do get it, it's like a revelation.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
It's like, wait a minute, I've been trying to tell you this pretend. And now this person comes in unbeknownst to anybody and said the same thing, and now you get it. But God is saying, you know, he wants to reveal to us. He wants us to have the same mind as Christ. And he says we gotta be ready to get this. We have to be in a position in our lives to be able to want to get this mind. Let's look at verse 16. He says, nevertheless, whereto we already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. In other words, in order to keep down confusion, in order to keep down division, let us all strive to have this mind of Christ, to walk after doing the things of Christ and not come up with our own stuff.
Come on.
Unity.
Come on.
That's the way people, families can get together. That's the way churches can get together.
Amen.
That's the way communities can get together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that they have the same mind or the same goal to do the things that God wants us to do. But when you have this one over here, we call them clicks.
Yep. Yeah.
And you had a click over there, you had a click over there, and a click over there. What happens sometimes, clubs become, churches become cliques. And
amen.
If you don't have this church or this or church or that, then you're not in this clique, that clique.
Right.
But all of us are supposed to be trying to do the things of Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we come up with our own rules.
Right.
I mean, you go to this place, they got this rule. You go to this place,
all
they got this. And it's all man-made,
right.
And what it does is the cause of Christ gets stopped because we're so busy trying to put our spin on things.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Everyone always has their own agenda, and the only agenda should be God, should be Christ, should be walking towards and pressing on towards the mark. I was looking at your sweatshirt today, which says keep pressing toward the mark, and that's what we need to get within us in order to identified bodies with one goal, that is to draw closer to Christ,
yes,
as well as drawing others,
yes,
to Christ.
And that's and so Dr. G, this next verse right here, Paul, and a lot of times people say, Pastor this, and he put his pants on just like I put my pants on. But God is all pastors, Dr. G.
Right.
And so when Paul makes this statement, he says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
Right.
In other words, he's saying, follow your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Follow those that follow after your pastor.
All right.
As your pastor is following Christ, that's the example,
right,
that you need to follow.
Right. Amen. Exactly.
Don't get an attitude,
mm-hmm,
because he's saying, okay, this is what the Bible says, this
all
is
right,
what I'm going to follow,
mm-hmm,
and this is what the deacon or the trustees or they going to follow, and we all follow that. Don't get your wind in your jaw, your butt behind your back, because the pastor said that's not right according to
the word.
We need to do this.
Oh, he just got his butt boys. He
all
just
right,
got his folks. They
yes,
just follow.
People.
Yes, people. They
uh-huh,
just follow in line.
Yeah. But Dr. G, yeah, if you're following the word of God,
mm-hmm,
and you got people following, the Bible saying follow Paul the pastor,
mm-hmm,
and follow the people that are following Paul,
mm-hmm,
just like he says in the word.
Yeah.
Dr. G, can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's the problem, you know, and it starts at the top. The pastor has to be spirit-led.
Yes.
He's got to be following after God's word, and he's got to do exactly what the Lord wants. And then you're right. The people under him, the officers and so on, must follow after that individual if he is following after Christ. So how do you know that? Well, his walk and talk will
absolutely
be in line with word. Now, if it's not, then that's a different story.
And it has to be in season and out of season.
Amen.
That means that he's going to say things consistently,
mm-hmm,
whether you like it or whether you don't.
Amen.
Like it. And that's where the rub is.
That's
church
rub.
Folks want me to stroke my ego,
right,
make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me about my disobedience.
Come on.
Mm.
Because now you're talking about me.
All right.
And now you're judging me. And not, no, I'm telling you this is what God gave me. And I'm giving it to you as a leader in the church. If it bothers you, say, ouch, and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, say, praise the Lord, let me continue doing what I'm doing. Don't get mad at the pastor because the pastor is saying, this is what God says.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost your first love.
Right. And so people will get wind in their jaw when verse 17, brother, be you follows together of me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's like, well, wait a minute.
It's of me as I follow Christ.
And then watch the other people as they're following Christ.
Right.
In other words, there's a thing that people align up with the word of God, but the key is you got to know the word of God yourself.
Exactly.
And if you don't know the word of God, then you don't know the difference between a good tree or a bad
right,
tree.
Right.
You don't
mm-hmm.
know what God says is good or what's
mm-hmm.
bad.
Right.
But when you can see the resulting effect of the anointing in someone's
mm-hmm.
life as they're walking after Christ,
right,
and they're consistently walking, like you said, over and over, day by day,
mm-hmm.
this is the person God says you need to watch because
right.
they're being led by the Spirit
by
of God.
Spirit.
You need to watch. You need
right.
to look at that person.
Mm-hmm.
You need to say, wow, this person is being led by God, and they're speaking the word of God, and if they say something, they will refer to the word of God, and that the word of God matches up with the way they live.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people need to do, but it's sad that too many times people don't want to open the word.
No, they don't want to learn about the word. They don't want to study the word. They want to just hear the preach word on Sunday for an hour, and that's it. That's all the Jesus I need. I don't need to pray every day. I don't need to read every day. I don't need to go to Bible study. I don't need to go to Sunday school. Just give me that little bit on Sunday, and I'm good. And then you can't tell that then you're not being led, you're not able to try the Spirit by the Spirit
mm-hmm.
to know that it's of God because you haven't gotten into that Spirit yourself.
And that's the opening for the devil.
Amen.
Exactly.
I'm going to say that one more time. That's the opening for the devil. When you don't have that word in you and
mm-hmm.
you're not looking at people that are following the word,
mm-hmm.
then you're open to anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In other words, you're like a fish in a barrel.
Amen.
Yep.
You can get picked off just like this. And this is what Paul is warning against in verse 18. He says in verse 18, Philippians 3:18, he says, for many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemy of the cross of Christ. I'm going to read that one more time. Some folks don't think that. There's some folk that are walking and talking to you that are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Right.
I'm
going to
say it one more. I'm going to say it one more time. There's some folk in the church.
In your
sphere, amen, that are enemies to the cross of Christ. I'm going to read it one more time. This is not Pastor C, Sheila G, or Dr. G saying
it's in the word.
Philippians 3:18. For many walk of whom I have told you often. In other words, I'm telling you, and I'm telling you again. I know some of y'all get tired of hearing me tell you and warning you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and now tell you even weeping. In other words, he's crying because some of y'all get
not listening
upside the head. After a while, you get tired of seeing people get smacked upside the head. He said that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. In other words, you're not recognizing that these people are your enemy.
Amen.
Right, because they're the enemy of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be saying things to tickle your itchy ears, but it may not be of Christ. It's just enough to get you to go to the wrong way. And again, if you're not studying, if you're not praying, if you're not in touch with the Lord, you will follow right behind it because that person can touch your flesh and your flesh gets to feeling good. The next thing you know, you're in a hot mess. Mm.
Dr. G, why do you think Paul is weeping and saying, I got to tell you often? Why do you think he's tired of saying it?
You know, we get to a point sometimes you preach, you teach, you try to encourage folks. You do everything that you possibly can to try to get folks to dial in the Bible study, come to Sunday school, come to church.
Pray every day.
But you touched on it in the beginning. They don't seem to understand you got to spend good quality time with God.
Mm-hmm.
This is not no instant thing. You might get religion, but I heard it coming over. You need a relationship between you and the Lord. And they're not getting it like they should.
Mm-hmm.
So as you've said, you know, they listen to the messages. And Sheila, you mentioned one thing. They don't even want to say an hour. 20, 25 minutes. Don't go past 30 minutes.
Right. You preach too long.
You know, you're preaching too long. You know, and see, and my thing is, I mean, as I've gotten older in my ministry, you know, we're going to do this thing according to what God wants.
Yeah.
And like we've all said, you know, listen, the program is the guide. I've got to listen to the Spirit. And whatever it says or he says, I've got to be obedient.
Right.
But again, spending good quality time with the Lord in whatever way possible, the Word, Bible study, Sunday school, prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put everything before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Our jobs, our relationships, everything.
And I can't get away from that where he says, I told you often.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, every time that Paul has an opportunity, he's telling you, the devil is out there trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you wolf tickets. I'm not telling you the sky is falling. I'm not that little whatever, the bird or whatever, the crime, not crying wolf.
Oh, the chicken.
I'm telling you, the enemy is trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I stress that?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to tell you, the enemy, it's sort of like telling your kids, don't run out in the parking lot because you get hit by a car.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look both ways before you cross the street, because if you don't, you're going to get run over.
Right.
And you have to keep saying it. And I think that's sometimes the frustrating part for pastors, because they don't realize that. They want to, you know, in your heart, just like with your kids, you really would like to just say it once and leave it alone.
Don't work like that.
On to the next thing.
Don't work like that.
You have to do over and over and over again. And what the devil does to pastors is like, well, I don't know why you keep saying it. Ain't nobody listening to you.
Exactly.
But it's in season and out of season, whether you hear me or not. This is what God has told me to do. This is the example he told me to lead. So I'm going to keep telling you, and I'm going to continue to lead by example.
Right.
If you don't get it, that is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so as he's writing this letter, he's writing to the Philippian church. The Philippian church is a church that he's in love with. They took care of him. This is his love letter before he's martyred.
And he's saying, I got to tell you this again. I love you. Things are going good. You're doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you again,
okay,
stop hanging out with them folk that don't mean you no good.
Come on now.
Hello.
How many times did your parents tell you that? Don't hang out with them folk that mean you no, don't mean you no good.
Amen.
You got to get to the tell them this is not doing anything for you. This
right.
is ruining your life. This is taking away the crowns that are in store for you. You
right.
got crowns. That you just keep throwing them
blocking
away,
your blessing.
Throwing them away, throwing
blocking
them away, and so now he's weeping. Paul is crying, talking about my God, these folks won't
mm-hmm.
do what needs to be done because they don't recognize the enemy,
right.
and the enemy doesn't have a hell, doesn't have a hell. Why are you trying to impress
mm-hmm.
these folks?
Mm-hmm.
Why you need these folks' validation?
Right.
Why do you need this itching ears? Why do you need this?
Right.
And so he's crying out. But then he goes on in verse 19 and tells you what the end of these people that you following is.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't mean you no good.
Right.
And the reason why they want you to fall is because they know that their destination is the lake of fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the old saying? It's like crabs in the pot. Don't want nobody to get out. Don't want nobody to get ahead.
Yeah, the crabs
as soon as you try to get out, they pull you back in.
Yeah.
These folks, their destination is already the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
They already, that's destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to see you destroyed. They
right.
get happy this when they can see
coming.
God's people be destroyed.
Yeah.
They get happy.
Yeah.
And what do we fall into that same
oh,
old track?
Man.
I call it the Charlie Brown Lucy.
Amen.
Charlie Brown ain't never going to kick that ball.
Nope.
He ain't never going to kick that ball. Mm-mm. She'll talk sweet. I'm not going
to
do
it. I'm not going
to move
the ball.
I'm going
to
play.
Chuck,
I'm going to put it right here. It's going to be here for you to kick. And Charlie, he, okay, Lucy. Okay. And he goes up, swings his leg back, and what does she do?
He moves the ball.
Pulls the ball. He goes up in the air
and
falls
on his
flat
back.
On his back. Busts his head, busts his backside.
Right. Not realizing that she was going to do that.
Uh-huh.
No matter how delightful and how wonderful and how sweet she was, the enemy is the enemy is the enemy. He may not come at you directly. He's not going to come at you directly because if it comes at you directly, then you'll defend against it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sneaky little, I'm not going to say it on the radio.
At some point, we need to get tired of flipping up in the air, falling
uh-huh.
down, busting our back.
Right.
Well, you know, what we, and that's one of the reasons why it's hurting Paul because, see, these folk are still babies in Christ. And until they mature and the only thing that's going to help them, they're going to have to go through
mm-hmm.
what they need to go through to wake them up.
Right.
Now, sad to say, but the time and effort that they could have saved, but that's the only way that they're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul understands that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's pouring his heart out
yeah.
trying to get them to understand.
Yeah.
You
right.
don't have to go through all of that.
Yeah. And sometimes they think you fussing.
Yeah.
Sort of like
right.
your parents
right.
are fussing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the preacher's fussing. Why ain't
right.
always fussing?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't always saying, all the pastors teach the same thing every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you always fussing? Why is he always telling me that?
He's so mean.
He's so mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got a frown on his face. He's yelling and beating up the podium and doing all this. Why is he doing it?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the
weeping.
Enemy, and we. It's because he doesn't want the enemy or she doesn't want the enemy to destroy you,
right.
because the enemy, let's look at verse 19. What does Paul say what they're the enemies, their destination is? Verse 19 says, whose end is what? Destruction.
Destruction.
So the folks that are your enemies, they already going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So they trying to get you to go down the same path. Like, look, jump off that bridge, dog. Jump off that bridge, you'll be able to fly. Don't worry about it. I'll catch you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, whose enemy is destruction, whose God is their what?
Belly.
And whose glory is in their what?
Shame.
Who mind what? Earthly
things.
So they're all about the flesh.
Hello.
All about belly means your self-satisfaction.
Mm, yeah.
It's all about, their glory is in things that are shameful.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't care anything about you.
No.
They'll say anything. They'll do anything.
Right.
And once you fall, they'll laugh in your face.
Yes, they will. And keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are, heartbroken.
Hurt.
I always get on my young females, Lord have
mercy.
Yes,
Lord.
They'll do good.
Talk, please.
They'll
talk
do
about
good.
It. Talk about it.
They'll
talk
be in the Word.
It.
They'll get about 2-3 months on a roll, Lord have mercy.
Mm. And
then something happens.
Walk across their path and they're like, ooh.
Lord have mercy. Let something happen, Lord have mercy. And Valentine's Day has come,
uh-huh.
And they don't have nobody, and some fine, tall, dark, and handsome will come along the way and say, hey, young lady, hey, Miss Lady, you sure look good.
Yep, and there it is.
And bam, there they go. They say they go to somebody's church, ain't been to nobody's church, and next thing you know, well, they saved and they go to church. They must be okay to date. Get my phone number. They changed their Facebook status. They start acting different. Next thing you know, they miss one Sunday, Dr.
Uh-huh.
G.
Uh-huh.
Then the next thing you know, they're
yep.
going out of town
Come
to Atlantic
now.
City.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Going down to
North
Las
Carolina.
Vegas, North Carolina.
It's smooth. It's smooth.
Going up to New York.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
It's smooth.
Then the next thing you know, you see them here, there, and everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Then 2 or 3 months go by, then the heart broke.
And then they're back in the church crying,
crying
not lying, everything. I always tell every female that I come across to set your expectations. Do not expect that person to necessarily reciprocate exactly the way that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is, one, to keep God first.
Mm.
And
Amen.
God will hook your spirit
mm-hmm.
and will say, you know what, he is being kind of nice and everything,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, Lord, is not, I'm not feeling this. I'm not
yeah.
feeling this. But you won't do that if you put him before God. If you put God first,
Amen.
God will reveal it to you.
Yes, he
okay,
will.
I can be friends with you, but
and
that's
And this is what
it.
Paul was saying.
That's
what
it.
Paul was saying.
But if you put God first, then everything else will fall in order. But what happens is we as females get all emotional. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be without a man. So let me just take whatever comes my way. No. Absolutely not.
Preach on.
You have to deserve me. You have to earn me. Yes, I am that good, and I will tell you that.
That's right.
Mm.
And if you can't handle that and you want to walk. I still got God on my side, which means I'm going to get the blessings. You can't give me any blessings that God doesn't use you to give me. So
Amen.
Bye.
Amen.
Keep it moving.
I know that's right. And I'm glad it came from the female because sometimes they get tired of pastors talking about it. I'm glad it's coming from a female
Amen.
Perspective.
Amen.
They're like, oh, he don't know what he's talking about.
No, I know.
He don't know
yep.
what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know.
But when it comes from a female perspective.
That's right.
Know what happened. And then you got some of them that's going to say, well, she got a man. She doing her thing.
Right.
So she don't know,
how
I feel.
I trust me.
I think that's next week.
I was on a college campus for 4 years. I know.
I knew this.
And, I was always a counselor. Come here, honey. Let me talk to you.
Heartbroken.
Let me talk to you. Now, you fell in this class because you following behind that. Who's following behind this?
Mm-hmm.
No. You need to get yourself together, focus on you, feel good about you. Then you don't need him. You don't feel like you have to have a man.
All right.
Love my husband. Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, girl. I like that. I like that. See, it's coming from a woman's perspective. I don't have to say a word.
And the reason I'm complete with him is because that is who God gave me.
Yes. Oh, that's good stuff. I feel like running around the room now.
All right.
That's good
and
stuff.
And that is the bottom line. And we will both tell you that we are the least person that we would have thought that we would have ended up.
Amen.
But God.
There you go.
And we ended up being the best person
mm-hmm.
together.
Amen. And that's what people tune into Bible study to hear, because I know there's weak moments. I know there's weak times in the flesh. But if you have that resource to draw on for what I heard in Bible study, for what my first lady said or what my mentor said, then you can begin to start having those victories over that test of the person that's going, who's in destruction, is sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul finishes this chapter in verse 20. He says, this is Philippians 3, verse 20. He says, conversation is in what?
Heaven.
Not earthly things.
Nope.
He says, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. In other
Amen.
Words, our focus is on God. We're not trying to please the flesh. The Christian understands that it's not about pleasing the flesh, it's about pleasing
right.
God. Right. What happens is the flesh can begin to get put in check.
Right.
Amen. Because the flesh is a bad mother.
Right.
Shut your mouth.
Come on.
But if you begin to start focusing on the things of heaven and not the things of the earth, what happens is you can begin to start overcoming
right.
those temptations
right.
that the enemy tries to bring in every
right.
day. And every day he's got an agenda. He's trying to check a box, and he knows the thing that you like. If you got any relationship with Christ,
mm-hmm.
believe me, the enemy has a book on you.
He knows exactly.
He has cliff notes
yeah.
on you.
Knows
he knows what you like to look at, what
uh-huh.
you like to see, what
you
like
to
smell, what you like to taste,
mm-hmm.
what you like to feel.
Uh-huh.
And he got cliff notes, and he got people that he will use
right.
to try to get you to fall and stumble.
Right.
But we walk out the door like we like, don't think nothing's going to happen. And you got somebody stalking you, somebody tracking you saying, I know if you go here, we play this on the radio, that's going to take them back down memory lane.
And
stumbled
then,
on a photograph.
And
it
kind of
made me laugh. But where am I? What? Back down memory lane. And now, instead of you focusing on what you needed, now you're thinking about
what was
and how good he was.
Right. And how
with,
lonely all of a sudden you are.
Right. And instead of thinking how bad it ended up.
Exactly. And that you're never alone as long as you have Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do that with everything, not just relationships.
Yeah.
You know, even on our jobs, mm-hmm. Satan will put a particular person to come
your
across
last.
Your way. You be having a really rough day, it
mm-hmm.
tastes like, ooh, there's a little opening.
Right.
And here somebody will come and try to pluck your nerve.
Oh, they'll do
but
it.
If you just hold on to Christ, you will set your expectations. You will say, you know what, I wouldn't act as ugly as you would act, but you know what, you're not me. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get me out of my game. You
mm-hmm.
want to act ugly, you act ugly, but you act ugly
I
by yourself.
I had a lady cuss. I got my oil changed yesterday. I was pulled out in traffic. And there was traffic coming around it, and she couldn't get in because the entrance to where she was trying to get in was too narrow for her to turn in and me turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was waiting for the traffic to clear up that was coming from behind her. Man, she cussed me out. Cussed me out. Rolled it. All I saw was jaws slapping, finger gestures going. And I didn't pay her no mind. I was just looking to make sure I was going to get out safe. And she was blowing the horn. Whoa, boy, you, we. And she was just going to the Dunkin' Donuts. But she was, she was just going off. I mean, I was like, man, she's having a bad day. What need that donut? So when it was safe, I just pulled out like I didn't even see it, didn't even hear.
And you went on about your day. And she heard that. She messed up her day. She allowed Satan to use her, but because you're close to God and you have a God in you, and you have that expectation that people are going to act sometimes, but you're not going to pull me into that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to react to that. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to go on my happy way. You
and
can
be safe
just,
and get home safe.
Mm-hmm. Safe, be happy, be smiling, and you're going to go, yeah, you'll get your donuts. You'll probably have indigestion from being so easy.
Stop and then enjoy.
But it was so funny. I was like, and I don't even think we were there 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
but 30 seconds she was living off the chain
mm-hmm,
because
right.
she couldn't turn into
the
parking lot, and I was going out into the street, but I was going to be saving. But it was to the point where, and that's something I was going to mention in the Bible study, I didn't even hear. It was like it was just, you know, mouthing
mm-hmm.
and all this evil going on, and I just totally ignored it
right.
and just went on about my business.
That's right.
But that if I wasn't mature, myself and Paul, I was backed up purposely so she couldn't get in. Went over there, cussed her out.
Y'all be on Channel 9 News.
Beat on her car. You not going to disrespect me like that. Oh, okay. But that wouldn't have did anything to glorify God.
No, it wouldn't have glorified God.
I say it like that because that was a vile way to act.
All right.
And so Paul finishes up in verse 21. He said, who shall change our what?
Vile
body. Paul is still rough, man. He's telling us we're saved.
He's putting it out
we're
there.
Sanctified. We're sealed with
all
the Holy Ghost.
But
we
vile.
Still can act vile.
Amen.
Dr. G, help me out with this.
Quick. I don't care. I tell folks all the time, I don't care how much Christ you got in you. If you don't have the mind of Jesus and you're not focused on him 24/7, the devil will take you out of your element.
And
you
ugly.
Can come. I've seen folk come out of church and cuss folk out.
Have seen it.
Come out of church and light up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yep. I have seen it. It's like you just got to praise the
out
Lord.
Out of church.
And you were going to cuss somebody
Amen.
Out.
And act just as ungodly. But
him.
In the church, they all that and then some.
But look what Paul calls them.
Vow, body.
He said,
vow.
Who shall change our vow body?
Mm-hmm.
That it might be fashioned.
Amen.
Like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto his. In other words, God saying, I got it.
It got it.
In other words, you not there yet.
Not yet.
It's going to be. Be able to change that vileness, Christian,
Amen.
Into what is going to be able to be my presence
That's
in heaven. So we can't be in the presence of God in heaven the way these
right.
He's
Come on.
Working on sanctifying our spirit, our inner man.
Well,
but this flesh, it's going to have to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going to have to become corruptible, has to go put on incorruption.
Amen.
And it's going to have to be changed because this can't be in the presence of God.
All
and
right.
God said, y'all think y'all got it going on. But in that body that you got right there,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it's still vile.
It's vile.
And the only way that you're going to be able to act unvile while you're in that vile body is to have
Spirit,
the Holy Spirit, the mind
the
of
Holy
Christ.
Holy Spirit and mind of Christ. That's
and
the only
know,
way.
I've had folks, I've known some folks, preachers and deacons, who, because they think they are saved, will tell you, I'm perfect.
Mm.
And, you know, I tell folks, don't get caught up and don't listen to that stuff. The
right.
Bible says there's none righteous
right.
but one.
That's right.
You know, just right. because we're saved does not make us
it's perfect.
Perfect.
Nope.
Because you're saved, but you're still in that flesh.
Right.
And you can be pulled out of it just as quick.
Right. Very quickly.
Quick. Sheila G., so the vile me didn't act up yesterday.
That's
the
right.
Oil
That's
change.
Right.
The Holy Spirit. At me.
Hey,
good. I had my word. I had my prayer.
Yeah.
I didn't hang around the wrong folks. I didn't
Amen.
Listen to the wrong music.
Right.
I was covered by the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So when the opportunity came for the devil to try to push my button,
right.
I was dead to that. You have to die daily.
Amen.
Right.
You have to
every
die
day.
Daily to that flesh.
Which is why we have to pray every day, which is why we have to study our word every day. I don't care if it's 15 minutes in the morning,
yes, yes.
because that is just at least feeding your spirit so that when you step out the door, because the devil is ready.
Yeah.
He's like, okay,
and he knew
come
I was tired. See, that's what it is. Lisa, mm-hmm. Jason, when Kayson get tired, he ain't got no patience for nothing. If he's tired, he ain't got no patience for nothing.
Watch
this. Girlfriend, you need some donuts. She got in her raggedy mobile, drove down the road, perfect timing. So they usually go out the other exit.
Mm-hmm.
Some reason I went out the exit. Donut diva. Cut me out, try to tear up my car. And I just smiled and looked past her like I didn't even
see her.
Waited
yep.
for the opening to open up and rolled on out. Even the whole time, I didn't even come on. I said, that's because I die daily.
That's right.
I'm going to go to the phone line. We got about 5 minutes to see. Ask some folk that question. How is it that we need to die daily to the flesh? Daily to the flesh. I'm going to go back to 2122. 2122.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Happy Thursday
okay.
again. And you know, the thing is, Pastor Kayson and Pastor Gregory, you can't stop doing what God has called you to do. And if it means mm-hmm. that you have to bang on the daggone table to get over the people, that don't be fooled by Satan and his devices.
Yeah.
Don't give that up. Help encourage people to recognize the enemy, because the enemy comes as a light.
Yeah.
But, and that's the trouble. It's a warfare, and it's a serious
mm-hmm.
warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we recognize the enemy on the inside, the outside we can look past.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And go with this thing, because we can all be taken aback if we don't pray in the mornings, in the evenings, in the afternoons, if we don't hit the book, the Holy Bible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a discipline to do that. So I just thank God. Just keep on banging on the tables until we get it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to go to 5904. 5904, you're on the air. 5904? I think they just wanted to listen in. All right, we're going to go to 1741. Would you like to talk tonight?
Hi, Pastor Kayshawn, Pastor Gregory.
Hello.
First Lady.
Hello.
How are you all?
Doing well.
Good, good. The only way we can be prepared is just ask God to keep us humble and not walk in our self-righteousness, and just ask God to guide our pathway, our mouth, and our footsteps.
Amen.
And if God, Holy Spirit, keep guiding us, then he will also guide our tongue. But the moment we get to the point that we feel like I got it made, you know, that's when we begin to slip. But as long as we keep asking God, recognizing him, Lord, I need you to guide me, so walk before me and let me walk behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right, thank you for the comment. One from this challenge that we have.
I think one of the things is just to try to remember that, you know, being a Christian is you strive to be Christ-like. So mm-hmm. as you kind of goals that you've set, you've accomplished, never lose sight of the fact that you're still a work in progress, that there are always things you can do, because people are always going to compliment you. You're always going to feel good when you mm-hmm. accomplish goals, but never lose sight that you're there. You know, you're not walking on water. You're not healing the blind. So as you continue to progress, just remember that this is a life journey. You know, I've heard Pastor said many a times, what are you, only about 25, 26 years old? He said that, you know, he's been around for a long time, but he's still learning. He's still trying to get better.
Still
so
developing.
It's no way somebody, you know, my age, you know, can say that they have it all down pat. They know they're perfect. So even everybody, no matter if you're elderly, if you're young, if you're middle age, you know, you're still constantly working at this thing. And just remember, never get ahead of yourself. Look at it as a blessing that you're able to do that. Be a reflection of somebody else, because you may be helping someone else out as they're looking at you, because, you know, being a Christian, people are always looking at us. People are always judging us. Well, that's why I'm going to church, because he said he a Christian. And look at how he acts, or look how she acts. So remember, too, it's not about you. You always have people watching you as far as what you're doing. So remember, as you get milestones and try to get better, also keep in mind that you may be pulling somebody closer to Christ, and they're using you as an example to basically make that decision. If they're on the fence, to say, do I want to go to the church, do whatever, impacting somebody's life as well.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Stay prayed up.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that hour, it is gone. My goodness. Sheila G, I'm going to ask you to close us out. Remember my wife in prayer. She got surgery on tomorrow, in-and-out surgery, in your prayer. Remember always our mom and our dad and all of our church families, New Birth and Heart of God. Remember our sick and shut-in. Always continue to pray for the caregivers, those that are there day in and night, providing care. Just remember them and continue to show love toward one another. Because that's what the Bible says, that we know that we belong to God by we showing love one toward another.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you once again for allowing us another opportunity to talk about your word, Lord, and apply it to our real lives, Lord. Now, Father, I pray that each and every one of us will continue to hide your word in our heart, continue to have a relationship with you, Lord, so that we too can go out into this miserable world and be a shining light for someone else. We come praying right now for Sister Juana as she goes for her surgery, Lord. We know that you're going to be with her. It's going to be successful, Lord. We just pray that nothing else, you just give her peace of mind, give her husband peace of mind, and let us just know that you are working it out for her good, Lord. We thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Good night, and we'll talk to you on Thursday, next Thursday night.